seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. As you well know, dear listeners, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We find in the history books that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was intentionally arrested and he was thrown into dark prisons where he remained for many years. We also find in the history books that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was put under some of the most severest of tortures, and they made him suffer from pain and misfortunes. But the beauty and the behaviors and the akhlaq, the morals and ethics, and this perseverance and patience and steadfastness of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam resulted in that despite these trials and tribulations and tortures and imprisonment and pains and misfortunes and sufferings, Imam al-Kazim never grumbled, nor did he complain, nor did he whine, nor did he show any impatience towards all that befell upon him. And rather, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam showed gratitude to Allah. He praised and worshipped Allah more than even the people who weren't facing all of these different calamities and tragedies. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam thanked and praised Allah for giving him the time and the dedication to serve and obey Allah. These are the dialogues of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن أصبركم على البلاء لأزهدكم في الدنيا.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "Verily, he who is most persevering in the face of adversity is the most abstemious from among you."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. When talking about the beautiful conversations of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, this seventh divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Holy Prophet, we find, dear friends, that not all conversations are between two human beings. Sometimes the most beautiful of conversations are those which we have with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this regards, we find that during the era of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, there was this tyrant and this oppressor and this cruel king who ruled at this time. His name was Harun al-Rashid. This oppressive and cruel and cold-hearted king of the Abbasid Caliphate, he threw Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam into prisons, dark prisons, solitary confinement prisons. But despite this historical fact that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam was thrown multiple times into prison and prisons in which he was tortured and he suffered, we find that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam devoted himself to the obedience and the worship of Allah to the extent that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim dazzled and perplexed the intellects of all who were aware of this phenomenon. It is said by the reports of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam's friends and even his enemies that Imam al-Kadhim thanked Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, for giving him free time to worship him. Meaning, when Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim was thrown into prison, instead of crying and complaining and whining and fighting Allah, on the contrary, we find that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam thanks Allah, because it is Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, who has given Imam al-Kadhim free time to worship him. What a radically different way, what a beautiful and divine way, what a pure and holy way to view the world, and a beautiful perspective on the conditions that one faces. And so in this one conversation, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam says to Allah, "Ya Allah, you know that I used to ask you to give me the free time to worship you. O Allah, you have done that. You have answered that prayer. To you, Allah, be praise." What more can be said about this beautiful imam that emanates from this beautiful conversation of this infallible? May Allah help all of us to follow in the footsteps of this great infallible imam. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Shaykh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Mansur Dawaniqi summoned the Imam with the intention of killing him. When Imam entered Baghdad, he himself went forward and welcomed the Imam and mentioned that I had a dream of Amir al-Mumineen, of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And in this dream, I saw that he was reciting a verse of the Quran. And then right after that, Mansur inquires the 6th, 7th Imam. He says that, "Are you going to revolt against me?" Then Imam replied that, "I have no such intention of revolting against you." The Khulafa were always in fear of losing their power because their Khilafat was not on the hearts of people. The Khilafat of the Masumin, the Khilafat of the Imams, were on the heart of the people. They governed the heart. They were the rulers of the heart because of their sifat, because of their qualities, because of their behavior, because of their akhlaq, how they were, because of their knowledge. As we all know, that the scholars who lived during the lifetime of the seventh Imam, they praised the Imam. He was known as Salih. Another title of the Imam, of the seventh Imam, is Salih, the righteous one. He was profoundly known for his spirituality, for his generosity, for his knowledge, for his enduring patience.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.